you're starting to actually to get in sync. I mean, in some ways, because I mean, we're aware. You know, we're, I think our eyes are wider open. You know, when people ask questions about the lyrics, it's always me that answers the question because I write them. But other people in the group.
Go ahead, Ed.
I just want to interrupt to show everyone out there a photograph.
Oh, very good.
Let's hold it up to the microphone.
Oh, that's fantastic. Who's that? That's Adam. I see him there.
That's
Adam.
That's ZZ Top.
This is Adam with Billy Gibbons.
They'll be on the program next Thursday week.
And Dusty. Yeah.
They're our heroes, ZZ Top. We went into a hotel room with ZZ Top, and there was this guitar case lying on the ground. And Edge said, oh, Billy, do you know, practice a lot? And Billy said, practice? Sure as hell, practice. And he opened it, and there it was, full of beer. Full of cans of beer. Now, you know, I mean, they're an interesting bunch of guys. I think you'll enjoy that interview.
Yeah, it should be a good laugh. What about when you come back to Dublin? I mean, you've been on the road, you've been working. No matter how much good fun it is, you have been working, definitely, right? And you're back to Dublin, and you always take about sort of 3 or 4 months off before you do anything really huge, or before you go back on the road again or whatever. I mean, do you ever feel sometimes, good man yourself, Adam.
They're now tying me down and putting string around me so I can't say anything.
Musical chance.
When you come back to Dublin, I mean, what's it like? I mean, for instance, Adam was saying there one time that he comes back and he goes home and it's okay for about a week, and then the mother comes along and says, listen, clean up that room or you're out, sort of thing.
This is Dave's desperate attempt to get me into the conversation.
This is the one, Adam.
Yeah, I think that's good, though. You do come back. And for the first couple of weeks, you're sort of going, oh, I want to do a gig. I'm feeling itchy to get back on stage. And then suddenly realise that the road, sort of life on the road is totally irrelevant. It's not real living. Real living is coming home and sort of cutting the grass and that kind of stuff. it's very good for your head.
What about cutting the hair?
You cut the grass.
What about cutting the hair?
I did some ironing the other week, some washing, that sort of thing. Polish the brass. Yeah.
Do you ever feel the thing about Dublin is like that you're not on show in Dublin. You don't have to worry about how you look when you go out the door, sort of thing.
I never worry about how I look anyway. I don't think
a squint at Ireland's eye the other night would prove that.
So I went down to the fancy dress department before we went on.
What about socialising, say, in the US in a sort of a business type way? I mean, talking within the business. Do you find that as part of it, obviously as a part of the machine, there's something that you like or something you feel you just have to do?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think generally there's a great attitude amongst American musicians to actually mix and discuss things. And we have a lot of American musicians, particularly in New York, who sort of work with Talking Heads and that sort of thing, who, if we have a problem with something in terms of rhythm and learning about something, you can literally go to them and say, you know, how's this done? You know, where'd you guys get that from? And they are informative and it's educational, and there's none of that sort of that kind of fashion thing that you get in London where people don't talk to you no matter who you are. They are willing to discuss things and ideas.
Yeah, I think people are where, you know, where we are at, as it were. Oops, sorry about that. But
I think Larry's nodded off.
Sorry about that. But wherever you go,
what Bono was talking about, not at all.
Wherever you go in the world, there are people, and you know, musicians aren't different. You know, you can find friends, you can find people you get on with, in amongst the top musicians.
Which brings
in the
us
world.
To the park, because here is a bill of mates. I mean, really, if we're going to the party on stage, we'll be a real example, because we'll be the party backstage as such, because these are people who we really love. All the people on the bill, that's what's special. I'm not even daring, and I hope you're not mocking me for that reason, Larry Mullen Jr. I'm not even daring to sell the park. I will not prostitute myself on this program. Don't look at me with those accusing eyes. You do, drummers, I swear.
Listen,
you try coming on the road with a drummer.
I have.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Ask Larry a question?
Okay, Larry, listen, I'll tell you, speaking of being on the road with a drummer, right, when we were going around the country, you were telling me one time, I think it was from Belfast down to Dublin, and you were saying on the bus something along the lines, no matter how good it is here, there, and everywhere, no matter how young I might be and be impressionable to like some other place to stay and live there or whatever, there's nothing like good old dirty Dublin. Do you still feel the same way after the US tour?
I mean, there's the old story of when we were in, I think it was Stockholm, was it?
Stockholm.
Yeah, it was in Stockholm, and met some people from Ireland. And they came along backstage, and one of the girls had a really angry look on her face. And I said, what's wrong with you? You know, ain't I happy here, you know? I said, you know, so clean, people are so, you know, on the level. There's no, you know, everything's great. And she said, do you know there's a curfew at 10:30? You've got to, you know, streets are all bare. She said, you can't cross the road beyond a certain point or you get arrested. And I said, you know the other thing? She said, you can't throw paper on the ground. I said, I just can't wait to get back to the throw a bit of litter on the ground.
Right, you that's know. The question answered.
Absolutely. There you go.
I was in O'Connell Street today.
Civic
all right.
Spirit, right.
Yeah, right.
Black and white, you know.
What about...
Guinness, of course.
Oh, yeah.
What about the natural sort of aggro on people? Like, you were saying earlier that you sort of fear for the future in some ways. Now, I presume you might mean something along the lines of sort of the natural aggro in people generally. Now, hold on, taking that just one step further with you too, say, what do you think about sort of the onstage passion that comes across from you, Bono? I mean, you get so totally embroiled in the thing that do you ever think that the direction that the band was supposed to have been taking from the beginning of the gig, say, gets a bit lost because you get so crazy about it?
I'm guilty. I really am. And
but, Bono, that's what you're like anyway. I mean, you make a cup of tea like that. You know, it's not just on stage.
No, that's
you know,
unfair.
I mean, it's just the way he is, and I don't think we can change that.
I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to get better than what...
The youngest child syndrome all over again.
That's right. I know it well.
Why, are you a youngest child? Yeah. Are you?
Oh,
can I shake your hand, Dave?
Certainly, Bono.
You
there
make
you are,
tea,
what? Can I make tea? Of course I can. All right, it's the end of an era for you two. You've said that one before.
It's nearly the end of the program for you.
Now, and you say mainly, though, that you're just starting. Now, for instance, the next LP, album number 4, what's that going to be like? I mean, do you think it might get more acoustic, say, that if you started to use synthesizers, unlike they do at the moment, say, in singles, more sort of atmospheric synthesizers sort of things? Textured sound, let's say.
A fourth LP can be very interesting. We have a song at the moment that we're working on. We just, I think, Edge came with a guitar line. I had this lyric, sort of, I think we're calling it Stairway to Heaven. Because, no, I'm only joking. No, it's just fourth LP, you know. Everyone says fourth LP, biggest LP.
It's going to be called Freebird.
That was a sick joke, but it's not going to be called Freebird.
I don't know what it's going to be called. Was that literally going to be a joke? Was that?
Say, it's just drummers, it's guitar players.
Two down, one to go.
I don't know.
Just actually sitting here with the egg. It's just more than a man can take.
Leave the egg
alone.
The egg or the edge.
In fact,
BP.
Let's introduce BP.
BP, say hello.
I'm Malone.
I'd also like to say that I admitted earlier that we were fans of yours truly, meaning yourself, and this program. We were also fans of Grinorama himself, the cosmic egg. BP. And that's why he's sitting in on the interview. He doesn't play trombone, as we told the producer.
Oops.
Sorry, what were you
I was just going to say something about, like, sort of current pop music being the way it is. Do you think there's going to be a return to sort of people appreciating craft in that, say, two things about...
You said that.
What?
You said a word there, craft.
Yeah, craft, as in, like, I suppose really I'm relating to you, actually. I suppose guitar and a lot of it. I mean...
You're not talking about cream cheese.
I am not, certainly not.
All bass players.
No, not bass players, for God's sake.
Guitar players.
No, I mean, for instance, like, if the audience in the States, now I presume the audience in the States is a lot older than it would be over here. It's always, all bands say that. Like, I mean, it's up to sort of 35 as opposed to 25, that sort of thing. Now, the thing is, a lot of people would think that the audience in the States would be sort of very laid back in that, which they certainly are not, I would say, at most of your concerts. Now, do you think that they appreciate a guy up there who has spent a lot of time, say, working on the guitar and spending a lot of time, as opposed
who's
to
this now? Rehearsal, are you talking about?
Who?
Were you talking about rehearsal?
No, I'm talking about, say, like, for instance, like, they look at this guy upstage and they say, it's not one of these synth pop bands from Britain. This guy has worked at it and we appreciate this and we're going to take it on that level.
I thought you were going to encourage Edge to do a little bit of the learning, which we're all, you know, encouraging him to do, but we can't get him to put a guitar on these days.
Could I just say that we have a very young audience in America, something that is quite rare, I think. You know, you're talking about the audiences in the States being like 30 and what have you. I think we have the same audience in America as we have in Britain. It's people are being weaned off video games and what have you onto you too. It just seems like the spirit of the band has captured the imagination in a way that maybe the Grateful Dead are not capable of doing. And you know, get my drift.
Oh, I get your drift, yeah.
You know, it's...
Music
All right, just before the music, one last thing then about the US, and that's this, that a lot of the bands, the current crop of British bands are doing extremely well over in the US, and one of the reasons for a lot of them, the sole reason as opposed to touring, is, say, the MTV video thing. Now, you've done that one, but you've also done the old hard slog, and you've done it the right way as well in terms of just making people really appreciate you for visiting their town sort of thing. Now, how do you feel at the end of all that now when you see your album in top 10 in America and all that? I mean, is it a feeling of elation, or do you feel justified, or what is it?
Good question. What's the next one? I feel just good. I don't know.
To be honest, I'm more interested 10. in Phoenix Park than I am in.
You said you wouldn't. All right, listen, I'm going to play some ads. Yeah. I'm going to earn some money. Now, hold on, before I play some ads, there was something I was going to say. Oh, yeah, you were supposed to be coming in tomorrow night at the programme, but you very nicely came in tonight instead because Jim Kerr from Simple Minds is coming in tomorrow.
And I want to tell you, I'm flattered that Simple Minds are playing on the stage with us. Sit down, Edge.
I'm just going to meet Triumph Herald. I'll be back in a minute.
You know what Edge is just after doing?
He bought a Triumph Herald.
No offence, but he forgot about the interview tonight, and he told us in rehearsal today that he'd arranged to meet a man about a Triumph Herald. Everybody knows about Edge's fascination with Triumph Herald, so we've got the guy to bring it out here.
Oh, fair enough.
So I hope you just parked it outside the door.
Park it at the mixing desk there, no problem.
What were you saying?
I don't know what I was saying. I was saying, do you feel good? Yeah, and you do. You all feel good, then we're going to have the ads, right?
We're not really into top tens in America. We don't want to think about it. EP asked us that question as well before. You can't think about it. You can't sit down and with a calculator and start going, if 10,000 people buy a day, that means we're a good group, because it very often doesn't mean you're a good group. It can often not.
No, but at the same time, if you have insomnia, it's a pretty fascinating sort of statistic to make you go to sleep peacefully.
To be honest, what keeps me awake is what we're about to do, not we have done. And the reason I've had some confused interviews recently.
Baby.
It's because I am on fast forward at the moment, and a lot of people want me to be, I have to be on rewind for an interview. But I'm sure that was answering a question.
We were going to play Atomic Dog.
Oh, yeah. Okay, before we play that, we're going to have some ads. Okay, what do we have there? We had Atomic Dog by George Clinton, we had I Travel by Simple Minds, and we had just there a track from The Crossing by Big Country, and that's called Chance. That's two of the bands playing on Sunday, Big Country and Simple Minds. And Larry was just saying there, he was talking about Larry Gogan and how good he was in the early days to U2. And as well as that, I suppose we might as well start patting a few backs here. I remember the early days when we used to play the demos at midnights and things. And also the old Nashville rooms I saw you in London.
That was when you had to stay up really late to do Dave Fanning interviews.
Yeah, I remember those as well. And also and your very single. Do you remember, yes, do you the first single, sleeping. Edge, when you came in as Santa Claus?
That's right.
And you had all the listeners had to decide what would be the A side of your first single. And the very session we did was you two as well. Now, having said all of that, Bono, it's your turn now to waffle on about some of the bands on Sunday. You said you wanted to mention some of these bands.
I did. What I wanted to mention was just how good Simple Minds are, really. We've played with them before, and I'm amazed. I'm just amazed. He's the very inverse to myself in that he doesn't sort of throw himself at an audience, but he does give to an audience in another way, and I think in a very individual way. And I'm looking forward to their gig, as I'm looking forward to, that's why we played the big country gig as well, and the Eurythmics, because I think Annie Lennox got the best soul voice, this side of the Mississippi.
Well, that's a little bit of waffle that I was doing there about the rock show, say.
And Perfect Crime, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd like to just mention...
They've got their single out at the moment. It's very good, too.
Whatever they do, I don't care.
Poor old Steel Pulse?
I don't care. Well, let's forget I see the Bulls for a minute, because, really, I think there's a special talent there. It's in that, in his voice. And I don't care whether it's a single or an LP, but I'll certainly be buying.
So, in other words, then, with all of that, then, would you look forward to this big Dublin gig on Sunday with all the friends playing on the same bill as well as something really much better, say, than you might look forward to any American concert? This is a really great celebration on Sunday.
I don't want to go on about Sunday because there is maybe too much about it in the papers and on the television. And I was saying to other people, I'm as fed up as anybody. That word hype, I've always been afraid of it, but we've ended up people have been very good to us actually around the city, and people all want to, they all want to go. So what do you want, Edge?
What do I really want?
Hold on a second. He's been outside to see the Triumph Herald. Let's all hear about it.
tell us about
it. It's really good.
It's bright blue. I saw that much.
Don't praise me too much for the girl asking me.
That's right. Dave, if you're listening, you're asking a bit much, but it is good. No.
Has he got a radio in the car?
I hope so. Cheers.
Bono, you were talking about the hype there. What about any chance of sort of believing your own press releases? I mean, is there any chance that complacency might set in with you too? I mean, the fame, it's big. The money is going to be very big. I mean, album number 4 is going to be huge in the States. That's almost a guarantee. I mean, what chance sort of that you might rest on your laurels and think we're famous
now? There's no such thing as a guarantee. I don't live my life in that way. I live my life day to day. You trust in God that there'll be another day, another year, another LP, but I don't think like that at all. As I was saying, I don't even count. I feel like the 3 LPs, I love every song on them. To me, they're an apprenticeship. I'm so excited about the 4th record. Complacency, I don't really, I'm not, just maybe I'm not a complacent person. Maybe you should talk to an Edge.
Very funny. I don't feel complacent. Well, not today.
What about countries not yet conquered? I mean, besides Sri Lanka, what about other places, say?
And look what he started over there.
No, a bit of loosing got out of hand, you know. You know yourself, Dave.
And, like, if you do go to, say, some places you haven't been before, is the Cork Mafia going with you?
The Cork Mafia are our heroes.
Yeah, I mean, we've got one of the Cork Mafia right outside.
Let's bring one of the Cork Mafia in here.
Come on, Tom.
No, he's getting shy.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, dear. That's our Tom. No, I was going to say, we're as well as having the best group in the world, we have the best road crew in the world, but again, I wouldn't say that, not being an arrogant type.
Or mention Phoenix Park.
I won't do that, but we have, really. That's kind of about us. When we on the road with you two, it's like a circus. Not a rock and roll circus, but it is a sort of a travelling show. We're all gypsies, and it helps, you know, to have a crew as we have.
Bono is looking very much like a gypsy at the moment. Ha ha ha.
He's at it again. Have you anything valid to say?
I was going to ask you, Bono, did you get sick of trying to explain yourself? This is something that occurred to me, that essentially, as a lyricist, all you're really doing is putting yourself across.
Yes, yes, Dave.
And it's very hard to be objective about yourself.
It is hard, Dave.
I hate to interrupt this conversation, but it's like this. All I can say is, for the last 6 months and everything else as well, congratulations, you two. Thank you very much indeed, Adam, The Edge, Bono and Larry, because I'm afraid it's time to go. Ian Wills was producer. Tomorrow night we'll be here with Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. Pascal is up next. The time on Radio 2 is exactly 8:30. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. See you, Cecilia.